Listen to that lovely voice. He's in between eating a cheese wrap.
There is a bit of a cheese wrap going on, yeah.
But what a lovely, deep Scottish brogue. Wee Timorous Colin sandwich. Is that correct?
I don't think that's exactly as Burns wrote it, no.
Close enough, I think.
It's in the ballpark.
I don't think anyone would disagree. It's everyone's favourite Hamlet and everyone's second favourite Doctor Who. David Tennant is here.
Hello, hello. Who's their first favourite?
Everyone knows it's Tom Baker.
Yes, okay.
Even yours. No, you're my... You know what? You are my favourite and you're my wife's favourite, even though she grew up with Tom Baker and Tom Baker was her favourite and John Pertwee was my favourite. You've trumped them.
I'm glad to hear
that. But how about that?
I bet you say that to Chris Eccleston.
No, I would never say that to Chris. But you know, it's weird. It's like Daniel Craig has overtook many people who like, you know, Sean Connery's their favourite Bond. You know, it's quite an achievement. You must be, I'm sure, A, looking forward to life after Doctor, B, wondering whether it was a wise idea and wishing you could stay a bit longer. Would that be a mix?
Well, it is a mix, but having seen our final ones now,
yeah.
I kind of, what feels great is that I know we've done it well. Does that sound a bit pompous?
No.
But you kind of go, I've seen the last ones, I know they're good, so I kind of think, we've done it.
Yeah, yeah.
We've not broken it.
How long have you been Doctor for? How many years?
Four.
4 years?
Yeah.
That is a long stint.
It's about right, I think.
Yeah. Do you wish that you could have done another series before you moved on? I know you're saying you like the way you've ended it, but do you wish...
The thing is, if I'd done another one, I would just have stayed.
Really?
Because I loved it so much, and I kind of had to take a deep breath and go now or never, I think.
David, don't go! I kind of don't want you to go.
Well, you know, you've got to...
Don't go! Andy, shout at the same time.
Don't go, David!
At the same time.
Oh, sorry.
One, two, three.
Don't go!
You know that just this repetition isn't going to change anything.
It works with my dogs.
Really?
Put it down! Obviously, it is a shame, though. It is a shame for us, for fans of Doctor Who, that you're going. At the same time, I'm excited. I know you'll be excited about seeing Matt Smith take over.
And that's part of the excitement about this show, isn't it? That it moves on and evolves.
It's one of the brilliant things about the show as well, of course, is the fact that it's a built-in change.
Oh, it's a great television idea, isn't it?
One of the other things which I realised, and I don't think I'd realised until the great Russell T Davies started writing it with you guys as the various new Doctor Who's, but I hadn't realised before then just what a kind of brilliant idea it is that you have a character who turns up who already knows often what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's very much in evidence in the new episode, which is on BBC One tomorrow night, Waters of Mars.
Yeah.
Because there's a sense of him knowing exactly what's going to happen, not quite knowing where he is or what's going on, and there's a kind of a conflict.
Well, he's a bit
in the Doctor.
But he's the last of the Time Lords, so he has a responsibility for time.
Yeah.
Which means sometimes when he knows exactly what's going to happen, he's paralysed to be able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the situation we find himself in here.
And is this paving the way for him leaving in this incarnation?
Well, it is. You'll know because you've had a sneak preview.
Yeah.
But because he finds himself in this situation and he gets angry about it.
Yeah.
And he's kind of had enough.
Oh, blimey. I wish I could say more, ladies and gentlemen.
We really do not
want to spoil it for you. Some great actors with you in this particular special. Lindsay Duncan, wow.
Lindsay Duncan, I know.
And here's someone who, let's face it, you know, she's not a young actress, she's an actress in the middle of her career, perhaps. She can still run.
Oh, she can still run.
Blimey, can she run?
A little judicious editing, but not much.
No, there's one scene where she's running a long shot, because I pay attention to this kind of thing. I was looking at the editor, thinking, blimey, she's still running.
And
I think she outrun you at one stage. I know they had you overtake her.
Well, you know.
Even if you're not a fan of Doctor Who, you're just a fan of running on TV. Tune in tomorrow.
Excellent stuff.
Oh, Waters of Mars is on BBC One on Sunday night at 7 p.m.
Sunday
Do you know why it's an unusual why they put it on Sunday? Is it because of Children in Need?
Well, because it's a one-off. We could have had it whenever. It's not part of an ongoing series, which would traditionally be a Saturday night. But I guess they've just... Saturday nights are quite busy at the moment
Though. What in the show, presumably when you made it, you assumed it was going out on Saturday the 21st of November.
There is a bit of that.
Yes,
there is, it is date specific, isn't
very,
it? So Russell just took a punt. And he's not far off.
But do the people who schedule these shows not watch it first? So I'm watching that thinking, oh, this must be going out Saturday week.
Yeah, we nearly get to exactly 50 years in the future.
Well, nearly.
We're off by about 10 days.
I'm sorry, BBC scheduling. Nearly is not quite good enough. Although, speaking as a fan myself, I've seen it already. I'm very lucky they sent me a preview a couple of days ago, but I know the fans are so keen to see it coming a week early.
That's no problem for anyone, I don't think.
So you finished filming the last one. You've seen it edited and everything.
It's now absolutely buffed and tufted and ready to go.
Wow, locked and down.
Yeah.
So you've kind of, in yourself, you've said goodbye to this now, then you have moved on.
Yeah, I'm still clinging on by my fingernails until it broadcasts. It's still mine.
You're still the doctor until Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And come on, you're always the doctor.
No.
No?
No.
Jimmy Carter's still the president.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's what we call ex-president.
Yeah, but you don't. You still have to call him Mr. President. You don't say, hello, Mr. Ex-president. I'm briefing you for the
David,
future.
You want to stay with the doctor, you shouldn't have left, okay? All right? And we'd have been happy for that. But now you've left, you made that decision. You're not going to be the doctor anymore.
In my bed.
You'll be doctor number what? What number doctor were you?
10.
10, you'll be doctor 10.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Doc 10.
And doctor is actually going to be Matt Smith. And when you meet him, you're going to say, hello, doctor, and he'll say, hello, ex-doctor. I'm sorry, that's how bootless going to be.
God, you're not making this easy, this.
If he even wants to speak to you, because he'll probably be surrounded by fans and you'll be trying to get in through the circle of fans who used to be around you.
Yeah, it might come to it.
Not going to come to it. what prizes do we have to give
away? We're doing the prizes.
Well, let's relax. Let's do a bit of music first.
Okay. I'm involved in this competition.
You are involved, David, and you're going to help us.
It's in your honour.
I'm delighted.
Yeah. We're resurrecting something from 2 years ago.
Okay.
Called the Time Lord Shuffle.
Listen how proud he is that we are.
It's a good one, this one. This one works, I think.
Yeah.
Never mind. This one works.
Nearly. Grizzly Bear, we played him or them or it before, didn't
it's
we?
It's them, they're from New York, a couple of weeks ago, yeah. It's called 2 weeks.
Hey, David Tennant's with us, ladies and gentlemen. David Tennant, CBE, KBE, OBE, MBE.
Not yet, it's coming.
You've got to have one of them. Sir David Tennant.
Yeah.
Lord Tennant of the Highlands.
I would have thought so, yeah.
Formerly of the Highlands, now the Lowlands.
Yes.
Yes. David Tennant is with us, the penultimate Doctor Who.
The beginning of the end, we're calling it.
Oh, starring David Tennant goes out on Sunday night, BBC One at 7 p.m. Yeah. And then the final one with you will be just
before
Christmas.
Well, it's a two-parter. No, I think we've got. I think we're doing Christmas Day, and then part two. You know, you keep guessing. Mm. I think I'm going to take a punt on New Year's Day.
Christmas Day, New Year's Day. Well, really are they milking that one?
Yeah.
Oh, what a terrible
milking. Maybe they're celebrating. Maybe they're loving it.
Terrible way to start the new year, seeing you die. What a horrible thing to do to us, eh? What a horrible thing to do. It's bad enough it's going to be January the 1st. It's going to be gloom and doom and rain and credit crunch. And also the doctor's dead.
You've got to have a good weep on New Year's
Day. There's a new
you?
Bloke with a big face taking over.
Well, you know.
I love how diplomatic David is. Anytime you say anything vaguely that could be considered as negative about the new doctor, he just wants to go, no.
I remember when it was announced that I was taking over, I remember hearing you going, he's got no top lip.
Well, it's weird.
Do you know what? It's true.
Yeah,
I'd never noticed it before.
You've got enough of one up close for it to pass.
Yeah, up close. Yeah.
But on TV sometimes you think,
I think it was before we'd met and kissed, so you didn't know.
Get some prosthetics.
Yeah.
You're a handsome man. There's no two ways about it.
Well, yeah. Maybe I'd be more handsome with a top lip.
Have you? Don't take it personally. Have
I
you
don't.
Retired the suit and the Converse trainers?
They are under lock and key in a secret. You've
got to hold on to them because you look great in them. And I'm pleased to see that in The Water of Mars, you wear both the brown and the blue.
No, I don't. Your colour balance is gone.
Maybe my TV's
messed up.
I thought you wore the brown and the blue.
No, I wear the blue and I wear the orange spacesuit.
The spacesuit, and then I thought I saw you in the brown and the blue. It's the blue, definitely. I saw you standing in the middle
definitely
of the blue.
Definitely the blue, yeah.
Then you go do a shifty.
No.
Maybe I blinked or something.
Maybe you blinked.
Maybe I was thinking about someone else.
Yeah. Maybe it's the trailer at the end.
Ah, that's what it was. It's the trailer at the
that's
end.
That's what it was.
Which does look awesome.
Yeah. It's the best one we've done.
Yeah, the two that.
I think this one is exciting because it's unlike anyone we've done. Yeah.
Well, and you know what's great about this for Who fans out there, without giving it away.
Yeah.
There's a slightly different side to Who that you've never seen before.
What's brilliant, and this is to Russell T. Davies' eternal credit, is that this show's been going since 1963, and he's still finding actual new things to do with this character.
It really is. It's a remarkable achievement. Congratulations to all. Never mind that. What about Centrinians?
Centrinians 2, because December the 18th.
David Tennant is moving on to pass his new Centrinian. The first of the revisited Centrinian films was, I think, the most successful British movie.
It was something like, there is some mind-boggling statistic about how much money it made.
I went to see it. I enjoyed it. My kids loved it. Yeah. Especially, you know what's kind of strange in a way, but makes sense is, the girls at my kids' school, they all loved it. And you think it's kind of, you know, because it's sort of like quite saucy young girls in the movie, you think it's going to be essentially dirty old men going to see it. But no, all these teenage girls loved it.
That's who it is. When I told my nieces I was doing this, they screamed the place down.
Yeah, they love it. And it's got a great cut. You've got Sarah Harding from The Girls Aloud. She's in it, acting opposite you.
Yeah.
Lily Cole, is she back? Is she in it?
No. No, she's not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Didn't
want to work with you?
Probably. It was probably my fault. We've got some new guys. We've got Montserrat Lombard from Ashes to Ashes.
The opposite.
From Ashes to Ashes.
Yes.
She's in there.
Okay. Anyone else that we should know?
Well, Rupert Everett, of course.
Of course. Rupert Everett is fantastic in it. Who would have thought the Rupert would fill that
hilarious.
Role so ably?
And Colin Firth is brilliant in it. Gemma Arterton's back.
You're not allowed to say,
Riley's
if you
back.
Say Colin Firth's name, you have to say Colin Mamma Mia Firth. That has to go in the middle.
I'm sure he'd thank you for that.
It's Colin Firth, and no matter what he's doing, even when he gets to play Lear, Lear, you're going to say starring Colin Mamma Mia Firth.
Yes.
Surely Lear is on the cards for you. I know you're a young man.
I would have thought I'm a bit, you know, I've got a bit longer in the tooth, haven't I?
Do it now. Well, you can't do Coriolanus because you haven't got the chest for it.
Thanks very much.
You can't do Cymbeline because you haven't got the chest for it. Right? You could do a couple of the Romances, I guess, couldn't you?
Yeah, Richard II. I quite fancy a bit of Richard II.
Oh, no. You haven't done Henry IV yet?
No, I know. I don't really fancy it. It's all a bit bellicose, all those
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, but it's got some great... The early stuff with Falstaff is...
That's funny. That's good, yeah. The best part is Falstaff.
I'd have to put myself forward for that role.
We could do it together.
Falstaff, you?
If ho,
you,
ho, ho! And that's Father Christmas.
I'll speak to the RSC.
Have a word, will you?
Jonathan Ross's RSC debut.
No, you're laughing now, but you won't be laughing when I get the rave reviews.
Not when the reviews come out. Lenny Henry did it.
They'll say, you didn't do Falstaff.
No.
They'll say, Falstaff only held back by the lack of a top lip of his co-partner in Henry V. Okay, so when is St. Trinian's 2 out?
December 18th.
December 18th, so it's going to be, in my house, certainly, a tenant Christmas.
I should hope so. We've got Hamlet on the tail. As well.
And, oh, yeah, of course they filmed your Hamlet. And have you seen that edited down?
I have. It's worked really well.
Did they do anything about the ending? I always found that a bit depressing.
They do all die in the end. I'm sorry.
I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but you don't die in St. Trinian's as well, because that would be a hat trick. See him finish off with anything. All right, okay, we're going to play, ladies and gentlemen, with the able assistance of my beautiful pouting co-worker here, David Tennant.
I'm trying to pout, despite the lack of top lip.
Oh, give it a rest. Well, it's perfectly adequate for kissing purposes, I'm sure. We're going to play the Time Lord Shuffle. Andy, will you please remind us of the rules before we say hello to the contestants?
Okay.
Let's do it the other way around. Let's say hello to them first.
All right, okay.
Who do we have playing today in this very special?
Deborah and John.
Deborah, are you there, madam?
I am, yes.
Morning, Deborah. I don't know if you've been listening, but we've got the lovely David Tennant with us. Would you like to say hello to David?
Hello, David.
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
You know what I'm just looking at?
What are you looking at, Deborah?
A 12-inch figure of you in battered suit and plimsolls on Amazon.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. On Amazon.
So you're thinking of purchasing.
So you've never bought one before, but now you've had the chance to speak to him, you're going to jump on board the...
I think I might buy myself one.
The Tennant Gravy. Because I think I get something like 0.02 pence for that, so I can only encourage you to purchase.
Deborah, go on eBay, you won't get anything. And you'll get it cheaper. It'll be only slightly used, but well-loved. Deborah, are you a Who fan?
A little bit, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you have any kids in the house?
No, children.
Oh, you see, they would be Who crazy.
But you'll be tuning in to the Waters of Mars 7 o'clock Sunday, right?
Of course I will.
And do you have a partner, Deborah?
I do, yes.
What's his name?
Morris.
Is Morris a Who fan?
He is, if I put it on, yeah.
Quite right. Okay. So you nail him to the sofa,
exactly,
Deborah.
Exactly.
I bet he'll be queuing for St. Trinian's as well, though, I imagine. So he'll be Deborah, what do you do for a living?
I work for a domiciliary care provider over in Altrincham.
So this is what we used to call a home, or do you go to people's residences and help them there?
I don't do them. I'm a care coordinator, so we sort of recruit the carers here and put care packages together.
So you send them out. Okay, and it's one of those stories, jobs which occasionally is in the news normally for the wrong reason. I'm sure that's a difficult thing for you to deal with, the fact that there's often quite a negative perception of what you're doing out there.
There is sometimes. We always get very, very positive feedback.
I'm sure you do. And, you know, it's one of those things. I know that there are occasionally there's a story that blows up, and it's the sort of thing where you know that's the minority, but certainly it seems to afflict everyone adversely. Exactly. And I feel for people in those kind of jobs, because I know that it's tough to put up with that kind of negative feeling. So, whereabouts are you? I didn't get your location.
I live in Stockport in Cheshire, and I'm based in Altrincham in Cheshire, but we have clients all over the country.
Okay. And how's Cheshire this time of year? Is it lovely at wintertime?
It's
been mild, but I bet if you get a bit of snow up there, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It's rather nice when it snows.
How about animals? You got any pets in your life?
Yes, I've got 4 pussy cats.
There you go. That's what we like to hear.
And 1 little doggy.
And the dog presumably has to wash himself around the cats. Or herself.
Yeah, he does actually, because the cats rule the house.
Of course they do. It's 4 of them.
4 cats and a dog. Yeah. Does your house smell a wee bit?
No, it doesn't. I have air fresheners everywhere.
Ah, if you've got air fresheners everywhere, then it does smell. It smells of air fresheners, masking the cloying smell of cat wee.
Cats don't wee in the house.
When you say
very
that.
Well trained.
It's not what Morris told me.
They used to make a perfume of the flux of a cat.
Did
the
they?
Flux.
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Hold it, can I just check out? So, can we say that? Yes, we can. We're clear for that. Civet of a wildcat. They used to use that. I think they used to use that musk as a base in perfume.
I think they did.
Is it really? No. Well, I don't think I'd fancy that. No.
It's tough to get it out of the cat without them waking up. I creep up on one of those wooden stirrers you get in coffee shops and try and fish some out that way, but often...
Have a rummage in the litter, dab a bit behind your ears,
yeah,
see what
there you
happens.
Go out and you'll meet the man of your dreams.
Drive right. Morris mad.
We're going to say hello to John, who's playing against you, Deborah, and then Andy will fill us in the wall, so don't go anywhere.
Okay,
lovely talking to you. John, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, Jonathan.
Good
how are
Morgan
you?
To you, John. I said good Morgan, I suddenly got all German.
Yes. You did.
Good Morgan.
Morgan, yeah.
John, whereabouts are you?
I'm in Wickham Market in Suffolk.
Oh, once again, a beautiful part of the country.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Look, stop whinging about the weather. We've had a long summer and we've had an Indian summer, yeah. So they're called, or a Native American Indian summer.
Yeah, we are well into November now. We've got to just
we've got to relax and say it's going to be like this now until the end of February. John, do you have a partner?
Yes, I do. Nicola, she's downstairs watching the old goggle box at the minute.
God, lazy Nicola. Eh? What do you do for a living, John?
I'm a painter and decorator and sort of general household maintenance, you know.
Have you ever put up any gyprock coving?
Yes, I have, yes. One of my specialities.
Oh, you're going to say, you tell your story about it and you put it up.
I tell you, I've got some stories to tell you about gyprock coving. Perhaps another time, John. Over a beer, we'll sit and discuss how hard it is, how people don't realise how hard it is to put up a bit of coving.
In those internal corners,
then. Oh, those corners. Oh. Nightmare. If you haven't, especially if you've got the pattern with you.
Yeah.
You ever try to do it just off the top of your head?
Oh, that's how I do most of it. Most of my work is just off the top of my head.
Well, John, you're a better man than me. We've got David Tennant with us.
Hello, John.
He used
to
be everyone's favourite doctor. Unfortunately, he was pushed out of the job by a younger, better-looking man. Are you a Doctor Who fan, John?
Well, I haven't really been into it since Tom Baker, I'm afraid.
Well, let me encourage you to change that on Sunday night there, John.
There you go. You have to watch it now.
It's like never too late to hop
on board.
It's
like the Queen telling you to buy a stamp with her face on. You can't say no now, okay? John, you mentioned Nicola. What does Nicola do for a living? What do you do? You've said you're a painter decorator. What does Nicola do?
Yeah, well, she runs a cafe in Campsie Ash, about 2 miles outside of Wickham.
Mm. Campsie Ash, I like the sound of Campsie Ash.
It's an auction house, and Nicola runs a cafe for it on a Monday morning. Basically nearly all Monday. But she's got 5 girls up there, keeps her quite busy on her toes with the best sausage rolls in Suffolk, and boasting that, you know.
Can I just ask you something here?
Sorry?
Carrot cake?
Oh, yes. She doesn't do carrot cake.
Oh,
she
what?
Fruit scones.
No.
Cheese scones.
No.
Wash fly cake.
No.
Which?
Wash fly.
What's wash fly?
Like
it sounds like we're talking cat set it again.
It's raisins in them.
It's fine, but it's no carrot cake.
No carrot cake, I'm afraid. Victoria sponge, chocolate sponge.
Oh, no, they're never getting somewhere.
Mince pies this time of year, surely.
Call me when you've got the carrot cake.
They'll start coming out soon, yeah. The mince pies will be out soon.
Okay.
I don't like a mince pie.
What?
No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
What, and you're a Scotsman?
It's like a bunch of sweepings inside some pastry. Oh.
Speaking from the country that gave us the black pudding, I think that's rather rich.
Scotland didn't give you the black pudding. They gave you haggis.
He gave it to me, and he gave me a nasty dose of the flu once when I was there as well. The haggis, the black pudding, it's the same thing. It's just, look, haggis is just black pudding in a bag.
Haggis is much nicer than black pudding.
Do you really like haggis?
I love a bit of haggis.
It's all a bit gristly though, isn't it?
No, not if you get a nice one.
Timorous skulking bag of meaty. That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll just say yeah.
That was me speaking, by the way, not David. I know the accents sound so similar. I'll give you a bit of my Hamlet that one as well. John, we're playing the Time Lord Shuffle. Deborah is up against you. Andy is now going to tell you A, the rules, B, the prizes.
Okay.
Andy, take it away.
There are two callers. The caller's challenge is to travel through time as a Time Lord, answering questions about the particular year that their TARDIS lands in. The winner is a caller who can travel to 5 different years before returning to where they started, so back to 2009. If correct, the caller continues on the journey to answer a question about the next particular year. If incorrect, they stop and the other caller takes control of their TARDIS. The idea is you have to answer correctly to a question correctly to move on. But
you need a hand there, because we've got someone from the RSC here. He can read and do the emotions and all that.
If
everything.
You're incorrect on a particular year in 3 different occasions, basically you're stuck and frozen in time. The idea is to try and get back up.
That clear?
5 years. Crystal.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll come clear in the play.
It will come clear. Andy, what prizes
shall
do
I, shall
we
I play
have
a track and then we'll do the prizes?
No, let's do the prizes now.
All right, okay. Alicia Dixon, we had her on the album, Lovely. The Alicia Show. Is on CD. Dreamcoats and Petticoats 3. This is basically it. Cliff Richard, Paul Anka, Kenny Ball, Billy Fury, that sort of stuff.
Good luck.
Gold, the best of Spandau Ballet, CD and DVD.
Nice.
Hot Fuzz, Simon Pegg and Nick Cross on Blu-ray. Shaun of the Dead on Blu-ray.
Excellent.
The Wizard of Oz,
one of
the sing-along edition
films ever made.
On DVD. Phantom, 2 films by F.W. Murnau. This is a Masters of Cinema series.
The great German director.
On DVD. The Fixer, complete season 2 on DVD. Clash of the Santas, which was a Christmas thing with Robson Green and Mark Benton.
That sounds about as bad as something could be.
That's on DVD. Supernatural, season 4 on DVD. D13U, District 13 Ultimatum.
This is great film. You've seen this film?
On no. DVD.
It's a great film. It's a French thriller involving those guys who do the parkour, you know, the free running.
Oh, yeah.
And these also do the kicking and the punching as well. And it's kind of like a slightly futuristic thriller with a lot of kicking in.
And finally, two comedies, DVDs, Michael McIntyre, Hello Wembley, and also Darrow Brie and the Live Collections. There's actually two DVDs in there.
Two of the best comedians work there. Are you a fan of Michael McIntyre and Darrow
Brie? Oh, they're both fantastic.
You've got to love them both. Okay, yeah. The Time Lord Shuffle. That's what we're playing, ladies and gentlemen. Shall we now put a track on or when we get back? Should we do that?
Okay. Yeah, good.
Steady yourselves. We'll be playing it after this. Hold on, David. Get down back off that chair. You're panicking then when you heard that. Oh, the Daleks, Weevil. Not like those ridiculous Sidemen with the flares.
That's a proper Dalek voice artist.
Yeah, right.
Well spotted as well. Well spotted, David. Okay, here we go. We've got Deborah, we've got John. They're ready to play the Time Lord Shuffle. We're going to give you a qualifying question now. Leap in if you know the answer. Whoever knows the answer will then control the game.
They can choose either TARDIS A or TARDIS B.
So, Deborah, John, you ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Here's the question. David, why don't you read the first
question? Shall I read a question?
Please, do read the qualifying question.
The qualifying question.
Qualifying question. Which pop star has just released his new album entitled Reality Killed the Video? John.
Peter Andre?
No.
Oh, it's a revelation, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so Deborah, we'll let you...
Deborah, you got it anyway by default, but...
It was Robbie Williams.
Was it?
It is Robbie Williams. So you didn't know that answer, Deborah?
No.
Let me just clarify something here.
That'd be true.
Neither of you watch Doctor Who. Neither of you know Robbie Williams has got a new album out.
Yeah.
What are you, in a cocoon somewhere? You're in a... You in little caves? Well, if you're in a time warp, then that will probably help.
Yes.
Because they're now...
Like in 1963, I think.
Would you like TARDIS A or TARDIS B, young Deborah?
I'll go for TARDIS A, please.
Okay, hang on. She needs to enter a TARDIS.
Please enter your TARDIS.
So she's in TARDIS A.
I'm going to rip these apart. You're in TARDIS A. Has it landed?
No, yeah, it's landed now.
It's landed. Yeah. Oh, I see. I didn't hear it land.
Doesn't it have a dematerialization noise?
Oh, for goodness sake.
You can't
forget. Whenever you get it, you get the actual Daleks. I mean...
Don't forget he's still the Doctor right now.
I forgot about that.
No, he knows what's going on.
So she's gone from 2009 and she's landed
I'll do the noise of it landing. That's it. Wow. I didn't know you did the noises as well.
I do everything,
that's
incredible. Yeah. The budget's smaller than you think.
Smaller than you think. Yeah. Okay, so this is your first question. You've got to tell us what year you think you have landed in Deborah. Take it away, please.
Which singer sang the song On Days Like These for the opening of the 1969 movie The Italian Job?
Matt Monro.
Wow, straight in.
She didn't even see. So she's gone from 1969 and she now goes to her next year and she lands again.
Hold on, I'll do the noise this time.
TARDIS is slightly malfunctioning, but...
He's got the flu.
Yeah.
Okay, she went from 1969, she's now landed in 1995.
It's there, David.
Was it this bit?
Yes.
Never
liked
Which Manchester United footballer was banned from playing football and fined... Well, obviously banned from playing football. That's a bit... Was banned from playing football and fined £20,000 for attacking a fan on the 27th of January, 1995.
I know, I think it's Eric Cantona.
You're good.
Cantona. Can I just clarify, that's football, not football.
So she's gone from 1985 to 1954. You're just too many turn noises.
Good luck. That's making me feel slightly sick. Which British athlete broke the 4-minute mile by running a time of 3 minutes 59.4 seconds on the 6th of May 1954?
I think it was Roger Bannister.
Oh, wow. You're all over this quiz.
You've moved from 1954 to 2005. Two more and you've taken it.
It's landing.
What were allowed to open for 24 hours from the 24th of November 2005?
Pubs.
First answer you gave.
Really?
Was
shots. You're harsh. You're harsh.
So you're now stuck in 2005.
You're running away with it.
If you were John, what would you think?
I'd be gutted.
That's fair enough, isn't it? You knew, but you did answer incorrectly initially.
I did. Yeah. But it was a little slip of the tongue.
Never mind what
it's
it
all right,
was.
You're in 2005. You've got two more chances to get out. But John, now you're entering TARDIS B.
Here's the TARDIS landing. More. It's landed 1977.
Is it?
Yes,
I think so.
On TARDIS
my
B.
Sheet.
TARDIS
B. I see. Oh, they're on different bits. Okay, yes. Very good.
He's new to Microsoft Word, Andy. Yeah. He lays it out. He doesn't know how to paginate.
I should read this out, right? John, have you entered your TARDIS?
Yes, he has. I've done that.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Which music publisher ended its relationship with the Sex Pistols on the 6th of January 1977 because of their notorious public behaviour?
Oh, my word.
They wrote a song about it, John.
No, I'm sorry, it's gone.
Name a record company.
Richard Branson, no, Virgin.
No, not Virgin, not Motown, no, EMI.
So you're, okay. You're in 77.
You're stuck back there. So, Deborah, it's back to you.
In 2005.
Stuck in 2005. You only need to get this right and you
No, she moves on to another year.
What? How
much? She's on year three. Oh, she's got two more to go.
We might need to get you back at Christmas to finish this off, David. Okay, here we go. 2005. Are you ready, Deborah?
I am.
Whoa, 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 you landed.
No, she was already there.
Oh, you're already there.
She's gone somewhere else. What did the England cricket team do to Australia for the first time since 1987 on the 12th of September 2005?
Keep it clean.
They won the Ashes.
They won the Ashes.
So she now goes to 1983. If you get this one right, you've won the game.
The BBC launched its the BBC launched its first breakfast news programme on BBC One at 6:30 a.m. on the 17th of January 1983. Who were the hosts?
Multiple choice for you. Here you go.
Exactly. Is it A, Maurice Stewart and Nick Ross, B, Frank Boff and Selena Scott, or C, Selena Scott and David Dimbleby?
Frank Boff and Selena Scott.
Blimey, you know your onions.
Done it.
Don't you? You know your onions.
You've made yourself back to 19.
There's obviously nothing to do in Stockport because you're sitting at home reading the almanac each year.
Yeah,
congratulations, you have won the title. John, frankly, you needn't have bothered phoning in.
I reckon I've got a ringer.
You got leapt in. I think we'll find Deborah on Popmasters every week. Ken Bruce getting it right. John, never mind. We'll make sure you get some prezzies and you got to speak to David as well, which is a lovely treat for you. Lovely speaking to you. We'll send you your mug as well. Well, Deborah, you've got presents galore coming your way. I call them presents, but really they're prizes. And David is, of course, delighted you won.
I'm thrilled, Deborah.
Seeing as you're going to buy him on Amazon any minute now.
Yeah, Thank you. You should click on that now.
Yeah, you should click on it now because, let's face it, pretty soon they're going to melt all them down.
I know, exactly. There'll be landfill before you know it.
Yeah.
And Deborah, you get one of these.
Well done.
Thank you.
And John gets one of these.
You will be exterminated.
I might as well use it.
Yeah, it's nice.
You might as well use it.
You might use it again. No, Matt Smith comes in next year and I'm history.
We're not going to even speak to him.
You say that now.
I say that now, yeah. Soon he'll be in, I'll be going,
you're
my favourite.
Oh, you're the best.
You're my favourite. I loved your Hamlet. I haven't done Hamlet yet. Well, when you do, it'll be great. I bet. Are you in Trinian's 3? Hey, David, great to see you.
It's lovely to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, hand on heart, no word of a lie, you are going to enjoy, if you're at all interested in Doctor Who, but even if you just like quality cracking drama with a human heart, then you will love the new Doctor Who, which is on tomorrow night on BBC One at Sunday night at 7 p.m, I believe it is.
7 p.m. Sunday night.
It's called The Water Mars, and of course it's leading the way for the sad but inevitable regeneration of the Doctor, as David will be bowing out of the role just after Christmas sometime, which is sad news, but at the same time, it's what you want, and of course it makes the character stay alive and young forever.
Indeed. That's the deal.
David, great to see you. As always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan.
Thank you for coming. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play some more music, and coming up, we have, believe it or not, James Earl Jones.